Big news here in the community yesterday, obviously, with, or Tuesday, I guess it was, yesterday, kind of the final details being worked out of your neighbors down there on Daniels Way are moving to a new home. They are looking to create over 500 jobs over a 10-year period. How involved will Ivy Tech be in all of this growth and everything moving forward?
Well, just incredible news, McCook and the Bloomington, the community, Monroe County. You know, we are great partners with Cook. They are great friends of ours, and you know, we'll be involved with them as they need us. Of course, you know, we help with all of their educational needs and the Achieve Your Degree and My Cook Pathway. And I just you know, I know that we will continue to work closely together to complement those programs, and as they, you know, continue to move into that building and whatever types of employees they need and skills that they need, that will be there, and we're committed to them all the time. And you know, we're also committed still to the new, what will be Catalent, but Cook Pharmica, and president there, Ted Green, and the work that they do. So we'll be working with both organizations like we do as their educational partner in, you know, for higher ed and with both Cook and Cook Pharmica. We're very excited. I just can't believe a company like Cook, you know, all these years, what they have done, that the entire Cook family, what they have done for Bloomington and Monroe County, and they're continuing to do, make a huge investment into our community. And how fortunate are we, the residents of Bloomington and Monroe County. So thank you to all of the Cook family, Pete Yonkman, and everybody there on Daniels Way. So thank you very much.
Jenny, the kinds of things that you're doing now for Cook in terms of Achieve Your Degree kind of things, is that having success?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we had one person already graduate. She was a December graduate. Actually finally finished her associate's degree with us. She just needed those few extra classes. So through the Achieve Your Degree and My Cook Pathway, she was able to complete. And I believe she'll be walking in commencement this year, because she wanted to wait till some of her friends were walking as well. But, you know, plenty of people have completed certificates. Plenty of people are continuing on with their degrees, whether it's a certificate or a technical certificate or an associate degree. I think we have something like 250 plus Cook employees enrolled on our campus through that program. It's just incredible. And when they work on the GED program, it's no longer called the GED program, but I always call it that with Broadview. We, you know, provide the space for that coursework to happen. And so that will continue to happen. And it's been incredibly successful throughout the time that we launched that, a little over a year ago.
We're speaking with Jenny Vaughn, the chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. And Jenny, Ivy Tech goes out into the community, and I know about the Monroe County Fall Festival and all of that, but tell me about, help me understand what Fizz Inflator is, because you're going to be doing stuff that kids will love.
Right. So we're going to participate, as we always do. It's tomorrow, Friday, September 22nd, in the Monroe County Fall Festival. And we have an education day, which is Friday. And so we're going to participate through a STEM activity. And they are calling it the Fizz Inflator. And that is something that is led by our biotechnology and science department. And they will allow students or kids that attend that STEM activity to blow up balloons while demonstrating a chemical reaction. So all I know is it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of blowing up. And for kids to learn STEM, you know, in a fun way. And so kudos always to our staff and faculty, and especially this time in biotechnology and the science department. So thank you for participating in that. And I think it's open to the public. It's tomorrow. It's in Ellisville, part of the Fall Festival.
Now, I've been involved over the years with the Student Leadership Academy, and that is one of the all-star programs for students. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's a really great program. It's called the Student Leadership Academy, and it starts for our students tomorrow. And so it's an application process to be a member of that program. This year we got close to 40 applicants. We can only take 15 students at a time for it, and we do it in a two-semester period. It's a 20-hour contact hour class where students gain professional leadership development skills. And as you said, you participated in that, and we guide them and help them with professional development topics like professional etiquette in the workplace, professional communication, and even things like dressing for interviews and, and all of that, and how to really work in a professional development. And so those students complete that 20-hour contact class and get to graduate and receive a certificate for that. And then they also get to, once they finish their associate degree, they can show that pride that they completed that certificate with a medallion at commencement. So it's a great program. I know you've participated, like you said, for many years, and we've got lots of faculty and staff that help our students get ready for the workforce.
Now, another neat thing is that faculty can apply for a grant to do things, and I saw the list. It's impressive. Talk about that, about your faculty and some of the grants, and even some of the grants are going to benefit the public.
Right, and so we've got two different ones, and one comes through our foundation, which is the Circle of Ivy, and that's a women's philanthropic group, and we've got lots of grant processing through that. But we've also got, through our student life, offers co-curricular funding. So the student life last year gave out $11,000 for various projects that our faculty have asked for. And these are things that add to the programming that they're already doing with their students. And faculty submit a proposal to the campus leadership. And we have to vote on that because we have unlimited funds. But so far this semester, seven faculty members have approved funding for over $5,300. That's just for the fall. And let me give you one example. Amy Breyer and Andy Finley, they are both fine arts humanities instructors, and they're taking students on a field trip to Columbus for fine arts classes and history of architecture students to examine all of the Columbus architecture, which is pretty cool. So it's an additional opportunity for them to be able to go out in the public and see the different arts and architecture in Columbus. And we've got Sarah Cody taking two field trips for the biology students. They'll be going to the Monroe County Water Treatment Facility, which is really cool. And then they'll also go to the Brown County State Park to work with course content in her intro to biology class. So it's a great way to add to the programming that they're already doing through co-curricular funding. So it's pretty cool.
One of the things that intrigues me, you're bringing in the former principal ballerina from the New York City Ballet, and it's about aging, and this sounds really cool.
Right, and so that's through Cassie Connolly. She teaches the personal training course through the kinesiology program. So this is a co-curricular funding, funding this screening of a documentary about Wendy Whalen. She's formerly a principal ballerina in the New York City Ballet. The screening is of Restless Creature. And so Wendy's going to come to our campus and talk to us just about exactly about that, about the courses on aging, on the aging athlete. And so it's a ticketed event, but it's going to be free to the community to be able to come out to campus to see that screening, the documentary, and then to listen to Wendy Whalen talk about her experience as not only as a ballerina, but, you know, in aging and things like that, and how to work your body and all of that. So that's going to be October 25th.
Just put Keith in the front
row.
Yeah,
I'm interested. That aging body part, yeah.
After you go to Yellowwood, you go to this event.
I think you've got that in the wrong order. The wrong order. I think you go get stretched out first on all that. Speaking of Yellowwood, everything tasty yesterday?
Oh, my God. It was so great. So Keith was there, and I was there, and I was joined by Doug Maddock, our facilities director, and then our neighbors that live next door to the campus, John and Joyce Holmes, and it was great. And we had really great pumpkin soup, and for dessert, it was a beautiful pear dessert. And I could go on and on and on. And oh my gosh, let me just tell you, I slept really well last night from that lovely five course lunch. It was great.
Oh, I don't blame you. I get hungry every time Keith brings it up the day after it happens. So now I have to plan out six more days ahead not to forget. And Sadly, I'm not an elephant, so that's tough on tough. I mean, I may eat like
well,
an
we'll
elephant.
We'll see you out there on a Wednesday.
We will. I just have to. Keith has to remind me on Tuesday, and getting Keith to remember to remind me to remember.
Right.
Oh, geez, we're.
I gave him a copy of the menu, Jenny. He knows what it's going to be.
It is. That's exactly right. I better put it on my refrigerator so I can remember that. Jenny, great job as always. Enjoy your weekend, and we will get caught up with you next Thursday, when it will be finally officially fall and it will not be 90 degrees. So that
almost October.
We've got that looking forward to that.
Can't believe it.
All right, have
that
a great
sounds
weekend.
Sounds like a plan. Have a great weekend.